I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Dr. Anjaneya Swamy is starting to show improvements today. And here's why that's significant. It's been 2 years since Hindu nationalists attacked him, causing brain injury and paralysis. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says Hindu nationalists are behind a spike in Christian attacks that began in 2014.
They believe that every Indian should be a Hindu. And that is not just, you know, a group of thugs who would beat up an evangelist. That is the position of the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The position of his government is that every Indian should be a Hindu.
But national elections are right around the corner, and Modi appears to be losing favor among Indian voters. Pray for God's will to be done in the elections, and pray that believers would persevere. And when young people go to college, they inevitably come up against new ideas that might conflict with the worldview. But Lindsay Olsberg, a speaker recently hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says this is an opportunity to grapple with the why behind the beliefs. InterVarsity's peer-to-peer Bible studies are a place for new and old Christians and those who don't know Jesus yet to get together and find answers in Scripture.
All of our Bible studies end with some kind of a practical application. And so we see that our students have these experiences with God where they take some kind of a risk, where they pray in some way, where they extend themselves in love and service, and they discover, you know, God in that.
If you'd like to learn more about the Bible studies or how you can get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.